This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 477 for Friday, July 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed Friday morning, although the bias has turned higher as the market sees some positioning ahead of the weekend. Canola up $4.60 in the November contract, now at $848.20 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil and a firm tone in crude oil provided underlying support. However, Malaysian palm oil was weaker overnight, while European rapeseed lacked any clear direction. After falling sharply yesterday, the Canadian dollar is showing some strength today, and that did put some pressure on canola. Crop conditions across the prairies are varied, with some areas dealing with excess moisture, while others are still on the dry side. Hot temperatures are in the forecast for most areas over the weekend. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with losses in wheat, gains in corn, and a steady tone in soybeans. Soybeans were trading to both sides of unchanged as losses in soy meal and gains in soy oil pulled the market in either direction. November beans up 2 cents in early trade at $13.43 per bushel. Yesterday's weekly export sales report did remain a bearish influence overhanging the bean market as cancellations surpassed fresh business. Chart-based positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature. Midwestern forecasts do remain hot and dry for the next few weeks, and that is keeping a bit of a weather premium in the soy market. That hot and dry Corn Belt weather is also keeping corn underpinned. The September contract up 3 cents at $6.08 per bushel. The USDA reported a private export sale this morning of 133,000 tons of corn to China. That marks the first flash sale in some time. The corn harvest is moving along in Argentina, although at 58% complete, it is behind the five-year average, closer to 70% done. Early yield reports have been beating expectations. Wheat, meanwhile, is lower across the board. Minneapolis down 5 cents in the September contract at $9.05 per bushel. Kansas City down 10 cents in September at $8.38 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 12 cents in the September contract at $7.82 per bushel. Talks between Russia and Turkey over allowing Ukrainian wheat exports through the Black Sea were reportedly making some progress, with the possibility of increased grain movement out of the war-torn country accounting for some weakness in the wheat futures. Seasonal harvest pressure was also bearish as winter wheat continues to come off the fields in the Northern Hemisphere. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, July 15th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.